Parsha Semar describes the unique role in the Kedusha of the Kohen. And not at all surprising that the Parsha begins by focusing on Tumas Kohanim. A Kohen is not allowed casually to be Metame Lemeis, although he's allowed to do so when it comes to Krovim. No doubt Tumas Kohanim is a clear example of the Kedusha Yaseira that the Kohen possesses. What's somewhat surprising is how the Psukim continue. You're a Kohen, you're not allowed to go at Yikuchu Karcha, you're a Kohen, after all, that recognize you're not allowed to remove the Peyas Arosh and Upeyas Hazaka. And that, no doubt, is a very great Kiddush. Those are not the Surim that are limited at all to a Kohen. Fasa Kanem Lo Yigalechu. True, it doesn't apply to women, but it applies to all men, regardless of whether you're a Kohen, whether you're a Levi, or whether you're Yisrael. It's somewhat surprising that this should be highlighted in the Parsha that introduces the Tumah of the Kohen and his Kedusha. When you look in the Haftorah, Yechezkel Memdalid, the Torah concludes, you're a Kohen, be very careful regarding Machalos Asuros. Also a surprising example, Machalos Asuros, that's a love which is Shova Bakol. Why is it that the Navi would highlight that when it comes to the Kedusha of the Kohen? No, Bezras Hashem, in the coming Zman, the coming year, Yevamos Daf Hei, the Gemara tells you a stunning Chiddush, Tosus at length. Imagine a Yisrael engages in Giluach. He violates a lav daraisa. But the Gemara tells you the following. A Kohen engages in Giluach. And the Gemara says, that's not just a lav, that's a lav and an essay. Kadoshim Yiyu. That's a lav and an essay. Wow. The same very act, even though it's true, it's usher for Yisrael, it's usher for a Kohen, but for Yisrael, it's an isser lav. For a Kohen, it's a lav and an essay. That's the sugya that, you know, essay dochalosa say. But, as we learned in the sugyas in Beitza, ein essay dochalosa say ve essay, the Gemara suggests, why not derive from tahara samitzora of a Kohen that an essay can be dochalosa say ve essay? Because after all, a Kohen's giluach is more chamur than the giluach of Yisrael. And that, I will tell you, is an incredible Musar Haskel. If I ask you, where do you see that a Kohen has a Tosefes Kedusha? You'll point to Mikdash. You'll point to Tumas Kohanim. That's clear. But by virtue of the fact that a Kohen has a Tosefes Kedusha, you know what? The bar is raised. And now, even when it comes to Sher Isurim, it's an Avera Chamura for a Kohen to do that, which Yisrael cannot do, but it's not at all a Gzeira Shava. The Kohen has a Tosefes Kedusha. And that has to be manifest, not only when it comes to the Yisurim that are unique to the Kohen, but even when it comes to Shirt Yisurim as well. And therefore the Torah tells us, you're a Kohen? Yes. Don't be metam in the maze. But you're a Kohen? Don't you dare. Lo yikach karcha b'psarchem. You're a Kohen. Fa'asekonam yolu galecho. Realize that you have a Tosefes Kedusha, and Tosefes Kedusha can't be confined. That has to diffuse. That has to be manifest in everything indeed that you do. Rabbeinu B'chaya writes, the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, Perek Dalet, that realize a person can commit the very same chait, but you know what? A different karban for the Hamonam, as opposed to a melech, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol, the very same avera can generate a different chi of karban. Rabbeinu B'chaya says, you know what that means? You have a Tosefes Kedusha. Realize the bar is raised. A Kohen Gadol violates an Avera. That is an Avera Chamura compared to a Yisrael that indeed does so. And that's an important Musar Haskel. There's a beautiful comment that Netziv has in a Maktover in Parshas Ekev, Devarim Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Shom Imach. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us? You know, not much. Not Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Laleches Bedrochav, after all, B'chol Vavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, the Sugya Brachos, Lama Gimel, V'chi Milsa Zutrasihi. Is that something that's so easily attained? The Gemara says yes. For Moshe Rabbeinu, yes. For Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, but not necessarily for the Hamon Am. And there the Netziv writes at great length. You know what that means? That the Torah has different expectations for different individuals. Maybe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded of Moshe Rabbeinu was not the same that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would suspect of every person. It's not a single size. It's not a single measure. the greater you are, the more privileged that you are, but realize the bar is raised and the expectations are all that more high. Isn't that absolutely clear? The Rambam Perek Hevilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the capacity of Chil Hashem is so much greater for a person who is a Baal Madrega, where the expectations are lofty and uplifted by virtue of the fact of who you are. Knesset Yisrael looking for opportunities to perform a mitzvah that technically they're exempt from. No, the whole parsha of Pesach Sheni, you know, it's a fascinating machlokas. Menachas Chinuch, a no debut in Slach, a Mishnah Melech. If a person were to position himself b'derech rechoka, that he's exempt from the carbon, exactly what Avera is that? Menachas Chinuch calls it a bittul essay. I think it's a difficult Menachas Chinuch. That really is a bittul essay, to be b'derech rechoka, to be derech krov, and not to offer a Karban Pesach. That, a bittul essay, that Slach is bothered. What exactly is this, sir? Positioning yourself that you're exempt from a mitzvah, the Tosfos Masechet Daf and Daf Gimel. But imagine Knesset Yisrael positioning, looking for opportunities to technically exempt from Pesach Rishon, but you beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know, that how can I non manigora? How can I be excluded from? You know, that's an incredible madrega. Potter, yes, but to see to it that you opt into opportunities of Avodas Hashem. And the more privileged that you are, recognize that the bar is raised, the greater the level of achrayas. So the sugyas we're learning, Beitza Daf Tesvav. Now, the Talmidim and Rabbi Elezer Shir, you know, the bar was raised for the Talmidim. The stipler explains that Rabbi Eliezer expected the most. It's not only true when it comes to a kohen. That's a stunning model that the Torah tells us. But you know that the more privileged you are, the more you are linked to the Torah Hashem, recognize that the bar is raised, the expectations are incredibly, incredibly high. If you ask me, is that fair? You know, it's more than fair. L'chach natzarta. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that capacity, that privilege, in order to be able to see to it that you utilize it to strive in Avodas Hashem. And that, I will tell you, is the secret of the opening of Parshas Emor. You're a Kohen, no doubt, your Kedusha is manifest in Avoda, and Beis Hamikdash, that's clear. But make sure, v'nifshetu kedusha b'kula, that that is something that is all-encompassing. That is something that diffuses into every aspect of Avodas Hashem. To be in yeshiva, you're privileged. Lav kol adam zocheh l'chach, but the bar is raised. The expectations that we have, the expectations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, are elevated because of who you are, because of who we are. And this is something that you have to seize, especially during the Yemei HaSvira, literally Hachana for Kabbalah Sator. But what more am I doing now that I didn't do up until now? What is the extra zehirus when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to Esek B'Torah, opportunities for Gemilas Chasadim that I didn't yet take advantage of, but you know what, I'm positioning myself for Kabbalah Sator. I have no choice but not to do so. You have to recognize that the parsha of Tumas Kohanim speaks to who we are. The Rambam, the Rayan of Hilchos Shmita Viova, the Lo Shevet Levi Bovat, that realize this is a Musar Haskel indeed for all of us. For privileged, the bar is raised, the expectations are all that much higher in order to strive and to soar in terms of Avodas Hashem. You know, a tendency, no doubt, as the Zman seems to come to an end, that we can become somewhat lax. Understandably, when the pressures mount with finals and exams and papers, that balance is not something that one navigates so easily. That's clear. It's something that we absolutely appreciate, but these, no doubt, for us are opportunities to demonstrate that Lama Nigara, we have to seize the Torah Hashem. We have to look for opportunities to invest ourselves in the Torah Hashem, in the Mitzvah Sator. And that is the parsha of Tumas Kohanim that speaks to all of us. It can't only manifest it because we have a schus to learn, and therefore we can excel in Esek B'Torah. No. That opportunity, that privilege means that the nifshetu kedusha b'kula, that's something that has to diffuse. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects all that much more. Thought has to be given of each of us. Know that how it is that we can seize these opportunities. How can we see that the Torah Hashem is not only impactful in terms of the sugyas that we know, but rather how it informs Avodas Hashem, to see to it that the Kiddush is something that permeates, that something is holistic, something that is overarching, something that allows us to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we recognize the responsibility of being a privileged Ben Torah. And Bezras Hashem will do whatever we can to see to it that we foster those opportunities, that closeness, to be able to, in every aspect of life, be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim.